Stock markets are falling again this morning, even with a big move to boost the U.S. economy in the face of the virus. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Policymakers at the Federal Reserve yesterday afternoon triggered a set of stimulus measures not seen since the 2008-2009 financial crisis. It's now essentially free for institutions to borrow money very short term from the U.S. Central Bank. All of this to try to mitigate the effect of the coronavirus temporarily canceling large swaths of the economy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was on the call when the Fed briefed the media.
Fed Chair Jay Powell says the Fed will keep interest rates near zero until it's, quote, confident that the economy has weathered recent events. I asked Powell if the Fed would take interest rates below zero. He said it's not considering negative interest rates right now. And interest rates aren't the Fed's only tools. It's also pumping money into the financial system to stabilize it and ensure that businesses struggling because of the coronavirus can get a loan. The Fed is buying $700 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. But Powell also said the Fed can only do so much. The White House and Congress also need to step up.
We have the tools that we have, and we use them. I think we've used them quite aggressively for the benefit of the public. But this is a multifaceted problem, and it requires answers from different parts of the government and society.
Powell was also asked how long he thinks the economic slowdown from the coronavirus will last. He started by emphasizing that the U.S. economy was strong going into the coronavirus crisis, but
there's a pretty broad sense that the second quarter will be a weak quarter, with probably output declining a bit. After that, it becomes hard to say, what will happen in the third and fourth quarters and thereafter. And it's going to depend, again, on the path of the virus.
The Fed is also trying to be sure there are plenty of U.S. dollars in circulation. The Fed is lending dollars to five foreign central banks at near zero interest rates. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
If the Fed's moves were meant to impart calm financial markets, they're not calm at the moment. About 2.5 hours before the opening bell, the Dow future is down 1,041 points, about 4.5%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are both down more than 4.5%. The 10-year bond yield is down slightly at 0.76%, meaning treasuries are up a bit this morning so far. For world markets this morning, let's go to my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig in London.
Coordinated action from central banks is doing little to soothe investors' frayed nerves. European benchmarks are down between 6 and 8%, with France and Germany seeing some of the biggest declines. The travel and leisure sector is also taking a beating after airlines, including British Airways parent IAG and France's KLM, announced large reductions in available flight capacity. They also called on governments to help them weather the impact of coronavirus on the industry. Plunging retail sales out of China today underscored the damage the virus is doing to the global economy. Stocks in Asia ended down between 2 and 4%.
Victoria, thank you. She's in London. Crude oil is down 5% in New York to just over $30 a barrel, with several former chief economists at the International Monetary Fund surmising in the Financial Times that the world economy is already in recession. That's not confirmed by data yet, but these are a set of educated guesses. We'll be watching the VIX index of U.S. stock market volatility, which had fallen from a high 70s down to 57 when the stock market moved up on Friday. We'll see what it does this morning. The financial burdens of dealing with COVID-19 will put pressure on the budgets of cities and towns. After the long economic expansion, some municipalities will have set aside rainy day funds. I said some, not all. Here's Marketplace's Marielle Segarra.
So here's the bad news. There are many ways city finances will be affected by this crisis. Consider airports. They're slowing down as airlines cut flights and people decide not to travel. Bill Glasgow at the Volcker Alliance says cities collect fees and sales taxes from airports. Also,
as people stay home, don't want to be in a crowded store, sales tax revenues are going to be affected.
And if people see their hours cut because they can't get to work, that'll mean less revenue for the cities that tax income. All of this could make it harder for cities to pay for the services that their residents need, especially now. But here's Justin Marlowe at the University of Washington with the good news.
Since the Great Recession, local governments have been deliberate about building their rainy day funds. They've adopted formal rainy day fund policies.
A recent report from Moody's looked at the 25 biggest cities in the U.S. and found that most of them have built up enough reserves to get through a recession as severe as the last one. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Big cities across the country are reporting severe drops in public transit ridership as companies switch employees to working from home. One day last week, a million fewer New Yorkers rode the subway compared to a year ago, a 20% drop. If it keeps up, mass transit systems across the country could be facing budget crises. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that.
Depending on the city, fares provide anywhere from 15% to half of a transit system's income. Ben Fried at the nonprofit Transit Center says public transit budgets are typically balanced on a knife's edge.
So any sort of shock threatens to tip them into the red, and that can result in service cuts.
Also, less frequent repairs. Buses might break down more often.
It is something that will have to be accounted for in rescue packages as part of the coronavirus response.
The San Francisco Bay Area's transit system says it's losing $500,000 a day in lost fares. Baruch Feigenbaum is assistant director of transportation policy at the Reason Foundation. He says the federal government did step in after 9/11 and the 2008 financial crisis.
You also had some states and some cities stepping up and spending more money, or in fact just borrowing money.
Still, he says government aid can only help so much for systems that have already seen years of declining ridership. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit System is getting clever with some low-tech. BART is considering using a webbed nylon strap that riders can carry around with them and use to loop around handrails on the train so their hands only touch the personal strap and not the common surfaces. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.